aching knees in Palm Springs. One gray Thursday in winter break, Albert and I plucked patches of grass from petunia beds wide as swimming pools within a condo complex, one-story stucco blocks for old men who wiped sweat with dollar bills. We spent our school vacations in shivers, raking, trimming, and mowing frosted yards with Dad. At the eighth hour of kneeling, the weight on my knees was too much for me. For each fistful of grass, I stood up to stretch and let the cold air sneak under my shirt. When Dad noticed the weed slowly filling the can, he turned to me red-faced and said, "You're packing down the dirt. Kneel on the lawn and weed the beds from there." I said, "I am at least entitled to some circulation." I kept the truth from slipping past my chapped lips, how I didn't care about dirt and weeds from a bourgeoisie's garden, these few men I learned about in sociology class, who raked in more $100 bills than I did citrus leaves in a day. I wanted to tell Dad that these men didn't care if Mexicans spent 10 hours, or even a lifetime, weeding out the same bed the following week. To only tell him about the hours I felt wasted, when we could have rested our sore backs on a bed and drowned in a lake of a much-deserved sleep, or sailed through Tierra del Fuego, us standing on the deck and ever bowing, not even to the sun. Or how he could have learned to read, and I would finally show him a poem I wrote. But I didn't, because I knew what he would say. "It's the only way to put you through school, this oily sweat." I kept my tongue hidden behind my teeth, and watched my brother hunched over, tossing weeds and years inside a green plastic can, without a word.